The moon takes center stage here at the start of 2018, dusting off the remains of last year by coming to its closest or supermoon full phase on New Year's Day, and racing on to its next full phase before January is even over. And you better make ready, because if you miss January's first full moon, you won't see another one until March. That's because January has two full moons this year, and the next one will be totally eclipsed. And then there's no full moon in February. I'm Mary Stuart Adams, and this is the Storyteller's Night Sky. The moon is our closest celestial companion, and it provides ample opportunity for fairy tale, for fantasy, and even for actual exploration. It's associated with urban legends of increased emergency room visits and crime. It's even being considered as a launching pad for future manned space missions to other planets in our system. The storyteller's imagination on the moon is that at full phase, it's not just beaming lunacy our way, it's actually sending forces that shatter things that are crystallized or stuck. Think of it this way. When the moon is at new phase, we don't see it, and the stars shine much brighter. As the moon grows from new phase to full phase, it gets brighter and brighter, while the starlight gets dimmer and dimmer. It's like the moon is gathering all the starlight onto itself to focus and intensify that light as it streams it earthward. But then the moon gets so full that it bursts, scattering all the light back to its source and giving us all a break from that extreme potency of all that undiluted celestial light. Now, if there's anything hanging over you from 2017 that you haven't been able to shake, maybe the moon can lend a hand. It rises in the east at 5 p.m. on January 1st and will spend the next 4 hours growing toward its largest full phase of the year at exactly 9:25 p.m. So before that moment, get outside and cast all your cares into its shining lap so that whatever is stuck can burst into starshine and make way for the new. I'm Mary Stuart Adams from Emmett County's International Dark Sky Park at the Headlands.